Oh, thanks. That was awesome. I was wondering, in the wake of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon this summer, it seems to me that thousands more people around the world are now at least critical of Israel in a way that they may not have been 6 months ago. And I'm wondering what impact that has had on Palestinian organizing around boycott, divestment, and sanctions, and if you've seen greater opportunities for international support or greater receptivity to the message for BDS. Coming out of what happened in Lebanon this summer.
You know, the Palestinian community, I agree, it's something really very difficult. And from our experience, even around the world, and meeting different Palestinian communities, by the way, it has similar problems wherever you go. And I would like to accuse with this what we did in Oslo in 93, the fragmentation of the Palestinian society, which is totally, by Oslo, we neglected two major parts of the Palestinian society. The Palestinians in 48 in Israel, and the second is the Palestinians in the diaspora. By folding PLO and put it on the shelves, so which is, was the umbrella that like bringing all the Palestinian people around one strategic and vision for the liberation of Palestine. So the Palestinians outside felt that they are totally like abandoned. But I would say it's not a kind of like accusing also each other as Palestinians, but I think that maybe by taking this position, the Palestinian communities outside didn't take the right decision. Because they are the majority and they are the ones who were holding the whole issue, and they are the most who suffer. So they are the first owners of Palestine cause. So they should insist and they should have the first decision about the future of Palestine in their hand. They have the major part of the decision making. Not just to take a side and to frustrate and to just give everyone goes back to his work. I think even this frustration that's already going on now, I think when you talk to the people, and it's still deeply in their heart, the issue. What they need to see and to feel is a little hope that things can be changed. And to be honest, everything happened in Palestine, in the West Bank and Gaza, from the bad political situation, it has bad impacts on the Palestinians outside. And it doesn't have this same bad impact on the people inside, because people inside knows what's going on exactly, they are living it. And they know all the conflict that looks like going on, it's very like locked in the major, like in the main political major parties there, but not in the street itself. The street is united against all what's going on. So first of all, I think awareness campaign needed in the Palestinian society. That needs for the Palestinian society themselves to have their own like own leaders or like own people who will take on their hands the cause and the awareness to the to their cause and like this initiative, for example, what to do for Palestine. And this can be done in cooperation between inside and the international movements also, we can go along with this, and keep in contact with each other all the time, participating in different events around. I think the message that when we talk about the value of the apartheid and the BDS campaign, and all this is analogy and analysis, is taken from the current situation and what's going on the ground now. I don't know if you were yesterday in the opening, where we have like a very detailed analysis and presentation with pictures and practices about the situation, what's going on in Palestine. And the system that Israel built from the beginning, either in 48 or here now, it's became very obvious and solid in the West Bank, is a racist racism and discrimination, which is informed in apartheid system that it's now on the ground as a huge de facto by, you see it with 9 meters walls, 730 kilometers of walls around the Palestinian areas, Jews only roads, tunnels and gates, industrial zones for the people, confiscating their lands, continue killing the people, the besiege on them, the sanctions that on the people. So the when you talk about the two-state solution that Palestinians did the whole concession in Oslo to have it and to for having their state beside Israel, Israel destroy it literally on the ground. So it's clear for us as a Palestinians now that there is no way to have a real just peace and just solution that will last forever for the benefit of all the people in the area, Jews and Muslims, Christians, Arabs, whatever, Druze. It is to have one democratic state for all of its people. One person, one vote for everybody. And this is, we can't achieve this without getting rid of the racism and the apartheid system that they are creating in the West Bank. So we have, even I know that it's like, it won't be acceptable and we'll be confronted, as I said, in Palestine we're confronted with it. On international level, the same, we're confronted with it. But with deep information that getting out, and we can, to be honest, we can rely on the Israelis with this. I think what they did, unfortunately, of course, the massive crimes that they did in Lebanon, it opens the eyes of the people on what they were doing. On the real relation between Israel and the United States, and Israel became much more clearly that it's the cornerstone of the imperialism in the area. So people became much more aware and understand more the facts, and from all the people that coming to Palestine and see the realities, it became like awareness campaign intensively going since 3 years. This discussion was very strong 3 years ago, but now, as I told you, in the United Nations, we have been easily, nobody even opposed it in United Nations conference. And it has been mentioned that Israel has reminded us of the apartheid system in South Africa, and they should stop their ethnic cleansing against the Palestinian people. And they adopted strongly the BDS campaign. So this is the right analogy to go on, to go straight forward on. Otherwise, we're just losing. We are working in their hands.
So first of all, he was talking about the Palestinian campaign itself, the BDS campaign, and he was saying that it doesn't belong to any one organization or any one political party, but rather that it's in the hands of the people in Palestine, and that their main priorities at this point are, one, to provide information to the international community, because there's a lack of information about the situation in Palestine. So that's one of their priorities. Another of the priorities for the union activists is to boycott the Histadrut union and to try Amir Peretz. In terms of what we can do in Canada, first of all, we need to have a follow-up after this conference to prepare some sort of pamphlet that we can send either over email or provide in hard copy for people to see the concrete results of this conference. Also, perhaps to make an email link to list an email list to link up all the people who have come to this conference, study the situation here in Canada to find out where we should start, who our main allies are, and that it should start with the Palestinian community and the Arab community, and that it is imperative to make the connection with the indigenous people of Turtle Island, this land that we sit on today. And that they are our natural allies, and so we need to form that link and be clear about it. We also need to study the needs of our communities and pinpoint what the various problems are in our ally communities, particularly with the youth, and connect the issues between the hardships faced by the youth and all of these problems that are going on internationally and in this particular case, the Palestinian case. And we need to see the successes and actually concretize those successes to feel encouraged before we can move into the international community and that perhaps this movement is really taking off in Canada and that we need to strengthen the movement in Canada before and then once it's strong, we can move it to the international level. Not that it isn't already going on at the international level, but we also need to recognize that the BDS campaign is indeed a long-term one and that we shouldn't look just in the short term to the next year or 2 years or even 5 years, but have a much longer vision for where this is going. So I'd like to thank you all once again for being here and thank Jamal Jamal. Thank you.